amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me.
Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us once again the Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, Reverend Jacob McLean, as he commences a new series. As always, we invite you to contact us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hopewell Missionary Church, located in Zion Hill, Hopewell, Hanover. The pastor, Reverend Ronald Webster, invites you to join them on Facebook for their service this morning at 10. Just look for their Hopewell Missionary Church Facebook page. Persons within the community, in vulnerable groups, can send a WhatsApp message for follow-up. That number, 876-849-5096. That number once again, 876-849-5096. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign.
Ever he will reign.
Come on, say my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Ever
come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good morning, listeners. For the next 2 months, I will be speaking on the topic Living as a Christian in an Unchristian World. This will be a general theme, and I will have subtopics over weeks to come. Today's sermon is on the topic Living by Faith in an Awesome God. It is based on Jeremiah chapter 32, with the key verse being Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. The context of Jeremiah 32 is that of a tragedy about to take place. It reminds me very much of what is happening in our world today with the novel coronavirus and COVID-19 disease ravaging our world. The nation of Judah had been extremely disobedient, had flouted God's laws, and turned to idol worship. They were worshiping the god Molech, which involved, among other things, sacrificing their children by throwing them into the fire, a practice not unlike the widespread legalized practice of abortion in many countries of the world today. God was about to pass judgment on the nation by allowing Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to conquer Judah and carry them off into Babylon. The city of Jerusalem had been besieged for over a year with charging ramps built against the city walls. In short order, the soldiers would break through the city's defenses and the slaughter would begin. It was in this time of darkness, gloom, and despair that God instructed Jeremiah the prophet to take an action of faith that was based solely on the character of God. The circumstances were completely unfavorable. It seemed hopeless and futile, but Jeremiah chose to act on the word of God, which God had given to him. He had been prophesying that the city of Jerusalem would be overthrown and that King Zedekiah would be captured and taken to Babylon. The king was mad with him that he had him locked up in prison. For Zedekiah, the king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, "Why do you prophesy and say, 'Thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it, and Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape from the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him face to face, and see him eye to eye. Then he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he shall be until I visit him,' says the Lord. 'Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not succeed.'" This was a message that caused Jeremiah to be imprisoned because he spoke the word of God. My first point, acting in faith in tragic times. Before attempts were made to silence him, Jeremiah took the opportunity to purchase a piece of property that a relative had asked him to buy in a section of the country, Anathoth, that had already been captured by the Babylonian army. Based on Jewish law, Jeremiah had the right to purchase this parcel of land, as the tradition was to keep land ownership within the family. Jeremiah carried out the transaction publicly, paid the price, signed the deed of sale, then he had it buried safely to await the time when God would restore his people to the land of Judah. Jeremiah 32, 6 to 15. The word of God says, Romans 10, verse 17, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Jeremiah acted in faith when he was assured that he was hearing from God. And Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, your uncle, will come to you, saying, Buy my field, which is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it.' Then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, 'Please buy my field that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord." When we hear from God himself through his word, we must be prepared to act, even if we are in tragic times. Are you tempted to throw up your arms, to roll over and die because of what is happening in our world, and in particular, what is happening in Jamaica today? Or are you willing to act in faith like Jeremiah did when tragedy was striking his country? Let me assure you today that our awesome God is still sovereign and will be with us in these difficult and challenging times and will see us through them. Our role as his people is to intercede, to call upon him, and to act in faith as the prophet Jeremiah did. I will continue with this message next week.
Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe.
Our prayer is that you are challenged and encouraged by the message delivered this morning by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The Missionary Church Association in Jamaica wishes to express their sincere condolences to Reverend Omar Morrison, pastor of the First Missionary Church, on the recent passing of his mother, and also to Reverend Ronald Webster, pastor of the Hopewell and Lighthouse Missionary Churches, on the passing of his mother. Our prayers are with the families. And the Missionary Church Association wishes to advise that their head office will be open Mondays through to Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. through to 1 p.m. until further notice. Please note the office is closed on Fridays. Thanks once again to the Hopewell Missionary Church, located at Zion Hill, Hopewell, Hanover, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Ronald Webster, invites you to join them on Facebook for their service this morning at 10. Just look for their Hopewell Missionary Church Facebook page. Persons within the community, in vulnerable groups, can send a WhatsApp message for follow-up, that number 876-849-5096. That number once again, 876-849-5096. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson. We encourage you to stay home, stay safe, and enjoy God's richest blessings during the coming week.
My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Praise his holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God. Oh.